The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Welcome to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren, and in the studio, I'm joined with Trevor van Vuren. And Trevor, how are you doing?
Hey, man. It's good to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. So this is our final episode in the series on the blessing. And to be honest with everyone, we actually taken a different route. Because, you know, Trevor and I, we had a set route that we wanted to take for it. And the Lord just jumped in. And I really believe that where we're going in this, it's going to be pretty good.
Those are the best.
They are.
Yeah, those really are the best.
So let's just jump into a word of prayer and let's do it. Okay. Father, Lord, thank you for sending Jesus for us. Lord, thank you for proving your love to us. Lord, thank you that we are all already blessed. And Lord, help us to relay that to all your people.
Yeah.
And Lord, just use us today.
Yeah.
So we receive it in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Done.
Okay, so
as they say, Andrew, done and dusted.
So I want to start off by reading Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, 14, and 29.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the King James Version. It says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And verse 29 says, and if he be Christ's, then are he Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So what I want people to know starting off is that they are already blessed if they are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, that was really the focal point for this entire series. Every
That's
episode.
Right.
You are already blessed. You're not waiting to get blessed.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't... don't look at your own circumstances and say, well, no, I'm not actually blessed.
Mm.
You know, I'll believe that I'm blessed when I'm actually rich.
Yeah.
Because then you're already wrong, you know. So, I know, Trevor, you got something to share with us?
Oh, you want me to read Joshua?
Yes, yes.
So, I like what you were saying there, that, you know, the point of this whole series is, you know, people tend to look for the fruit.
Yes.
But they're not interested in the root.
No, they're not.
And you can't expect blessings, plural. You know, Deuteronomy 28 says all these blessings,
yes,
plural, will come on you and overtake you. You can't expect those blessings if you don't have a blessed mindset.
That's correct.
You know, you can't sit there and you thinking negative and you thinking cursed and you're expecting the worst to happen to you, but yet you still, you want God to now step in and make changes, then you got the audacity still to go and ask, hey, where are you? You know?
Exactly.
You know, I'm doing my part.
Mm.
You know? So, you know, when you were talking about this particular episode and you said just how you really sense the Lord was leading you,
yes,
to take this episode in this direction, and I said, go for it.
Mm.
And I had this scripture, Andrew, just, I don't think about this.
Mm.
But this scripture just popped up in my mind, and I thought, man, this is so good, because this relates to the finished work.
Yes.
Now, Moses was called of God to lead the children out of bondage, out of the land of Egypt.
Mm.
And of course, he died. And Joshua took up, and he carried on leading the children. And he was supposed to take them now into the land known as flowing with milk and honey.
Yes.
So they went in. They were there. They're there now.
Mm.
They've already got it.
Good times, good times.
Yeah. But there were certain tribes that hadn't taken, they haven't possessed it. When Jesus said in Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe that you receive it, in the Greek to take. We mention this over and over in our podcast. I mean, you know for yourself.
Yes.
Because, you know, the more you say it, eventually it clicks.
It gets down on the inside of you.
Yeah. They didn't take it.
Mm.
They didn't take it. They were living right there.
Mm.
They did not take it. Now, whose fault is that? Is that God's fault?
He promised
them.
Not.
Andrew, but he promised them.
Mm.
Land flowing with milk and honey. You know? They were right there. So I'm reading from Joshua chapter 18, and this is for our note takers, verses 1 through 3. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I like that translation.
Mm, me too.
Now that the land was under Israelite control, what land? Land flowing with milk and honey. So they were in it. The entire community of Israel gathered at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle. But there remained 7 tribes who had not yet been allotted their grants of land. Now watch this. Then Joshua asked them, he's asking this question, how long are you going to wait before taking possession of the remaining land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given to you?
Mm. Oh, I like that.
When are you going to take it?
Mm.
How long? You know, so we're talking, we're not talking to people who are just listening to our podcast.
Mm.
We're talking to people who are already blessed, Andy.
Yes.
They're already blessed.
Well, if they're born again,
yeah,
and Jesus is their Lord and Savior, they are already blessed.
Yeah.
Because Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. And, you know, when you're talking about that, I was thinking, like, what happened in the beginning when, you know, God told them to take the land and all the spies went.
Yeah.
And there was spies there that were doubtful. And that was called an evil report.
Yes.
Even though God said, take the land.
Yes.
It was theirs.
Yeah.
It was theirs. And these other spies were griping and moaning and saying there's giants in that land. That was an evil report.
Yeah. God didn't send them to report on giants.
No.
We know there's giants there.
So what I get from that is they were already blessed.
You, what you also get out of that is the beginning of fake news.
I was going to mention it anyway. So the people speaking that evil report, they were actually still operating in that curse.
Yeah.
Even though they were already blessed.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that because, you know, and then over here we see they were in the land and they still hadn't taken it.
Yes.
How sad is that? You know, Andrew, I believe that, you know, if you go, especially if you go and look in the book of Malachi, reminds me of our one partner that's in Malachi. I'm never going to let that down. Anyway. Yeah, you know, even in the book of Malachi, the Bible says, you know, when you're walking in the blessing, they will see that you are called by the name of the Lord and they will fear you. And that's also in Deuteronomy. That is part of the blessing.
Mm.
And, you know, you got children of God who are already blessed and they're walking in more curse than they can handle.
But can I tell you something? Yes, we are all blessed. You know, the moment we give our lives to Jesus.
Yeah.
But it has to be received by faith.
It has to be received by faith. It has to.
And, you know, I'm just thinking of Jesus' ministry when he was going from place to place, and his fame just spread abroad. And, you know, every sick person that heard of him, man, they made a beeline to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, the listeners can actually study this out themselves, like go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus put all the emphasis on their faith when they came to receive.
Yeah.
You know, and what the Lord taught me personally, there's a thing called a receiving zone.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, we're blessed, but we have to receive it by faith. We have to take it. And, you know, I worked for this nationwide like grocery supermarket place, and they're all through Africa. And I was working as a fruit and veg assistant.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I didn't eat a lot of veg back then. But, you know, like every day, the fruit and veg truck would come to receiving and we would all be called the fruit and veg assistants.
Mm-hmm.
We would all be called to the receiving and we would have to offload that truck. That was our truck.
And interesting, they called it receiving.
Yes.
And I've seen that. You know when you drive past
at
the back, it says goods receiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, receiving, it's an area.
It's to take, right?
Yes, exactly. It's a close-off area, and the truck will reverse in, and the fruit and veg assistants, they would walk in, and the gates would close behind them, and the only time they can leave receiving is when they've, offloaded the truck.
Mm.
They cannot, come in and go out as they please.
Yeah.
When they're in receiving, they have to stick there until that truck's offloaded.
Hmm. Faith, patience.
Exactly.
And long-suffering.
And, I'm just thinking of what, in the book of James, in the book of James, James spoke about that. He said, when you ask in faith, nothing wavering.
Mm.
You can't be back and forth, back and forth. And like I worked there for a while and it was work.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Like receiving, when I heard that the truck was there,
it's
like my heart would drop. Like it's a big truck, lots of pallets, and it's the smallest gates, Now, the trolley jack... Hardly anything worked there, but and it's a very popular place. Like everyone knows it.
Yeah.
A massive, massive chain.
Yeah.
And
this trolley jack was made in China.
I'm pushing straight and it's going left or right.
No, it's made in China.
So what I got out of that, like the Lord reminded me of that. Like when the truck would come, you would have to step in receiving and you would stay there and you would have to do work. And I'm thinking of that other scripture, you have to labor to enter into that rest. Faith is work.
Yeah.
Faith is work.
And Andrew, let me just throw something in here. I like that. You have to labor to enter into rest. A lot of people are laboring in the wrong area.
Yes.
You are supposed to labor, like the scripture says, Book of Hebrews, to enter into that rest.
Exactly.
That's the work part. You've got to do your part to get in to see what Jesus has already done for you.
It's work. And I've been saying this for years. Faith isn't for sissies.
Yeah.
What sticks out to me, the world has got the natural down.
Yeah.
If you've got a full-time job, you know you need to wake up a certain time, you need to shower, you need to brush your teeth, you need to have breakfast, you need to do what you need to do, and you need to go to work, and it's work.
Yeah.
And at the end of the month, the payoff comes, and faith is exactly the same way.
Yeah.
You got to work the principles.
Yeah.
That's why we talk about faith so much, and our slogan is, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing. Yeah.
So I just want to share a testimony.
Okay.
And about what happened to me. And I'm going to teach you, I'm going to mention some of the stuff the Lord taught me on my journey of faith. And it's a healing testimony, but once again, the blessing covers everything.
Yeah.
Out of the blessing comes healing.
Yes.
So whoever's listening to this right now, they might be going through marital problems. They might be going through financial problems. They might be sick, whatever. Whatever situation, there's the blessing covers that.
Yeah.
So what actually happened to me in about 2016, I was working full time in the world and I started getting lightheaded.
Mm.
And there's a difference between being lightheaded and being dizzy.
Mm.
When a person's dizzy, they feel like the room is spinning.
Mm.
But being lightheaded, it's a different sensation.
Yeah.
And obviously it happens in the head. And I was getting lightheaded because of the glare from like lights and anything that emits a glare, cell phones, TVs, whatever. And it started getting really, really bad. And you can remember that. Man, I went through torment.
Yeah.
I really did. And it came to the point where, if I was under certain lights, I couldn't even stand up straight.
Mm.
I would have to lean up against things just to stand up. And back then, I didn't know all what I know now about the word. You know, yes, I did use my faith in different areas, but, you know, it was kind of like a hit and miss back then. Sometimes I'd get it right, sometimes I wouldn't. And so in the beginning, like, the doctors couldn't tell me what was wrong with me. They checked my blood. I had my blood drawn twice, and they said everything's fine. They checked my heart. My heart was fine. They were checking all these different things. Everything was fine. And I actually had to separate myself and pray it out and find out by the Lord, like, what exactly is going wrong. And the Lord told me it's my eyes. You know, I need healing for my eyes. And that made sense.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the first things the Lord taught me, and this revelation, like, really changed our lives, is when he told me that, like, that, you know, there's no faith in the head.
Yes.
You know, faith comes out of the heart.
Yeah.
And the word needs to be in your heart, you know, in order for you to be operating in faith. And he gave me a, I don't want to say slogan, but he gave me a saying, and he said, a revelation is a, do you remember how it went?
No.
And this was quite a few years ago. Yeah. A revelation is a foundation caused by meditation.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
Now, what exactly is a revelation?
Can you just say that again for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So a revelation is a foundation caused by meditation.
Now, you see, that is a lot of meat.
It is. It is.
And, you know, if you're taking down notes, take that down.
Yes, yes.
And chew on that. Chew on that, okay.
So what is a revelation?
Hmm.
A revelation is when the Lord reveals something to your spirit.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You can say another way is the light went on.
Yes, yes. So basically what's going to be happening, the Lord doesn't just drop revelations from heaven, left, right, and center.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, my word, it's going to be raining revelations today. You know, I better get my raincoat, whatever. Revelation comes from you seeking God in any given area.
Mm.
You know, for the people that want to operate in, you know, financial increase, they are feeding and feeding and feeding on this word. And, you know, by, you know, hearing and hearing the word.
Yeah.
You know, reading those scriptures, listening to podcasts, watching teachings, it comes from spending time with the word, and the Lord reveals that word to your spirit. And I remember, you know, this is just a little side note here. I remember years ago when I first got born again, Trevor and I, we started studying out wisdom.
Yeah.
And wisdom is, it's basically, you know, you going before the Lord and getting his direction on your situation. It's really awesome. You can ask the Lord about anything, and he's going to give you the perfect answer, you know, something that will work every single time. And I remember you bought a series on it. I bought my own series on it.
Yes.
The girl I was dating at the time, we would both sit down and listen to these teaching tapes. Back then it was tapes. That was quite a while ago.
Yeah, that's where we come from. That's our roots.
And, you know, I remember one day I sat down and I opened my Bible and I was about to study this word out more, and I saw it.
Mm.
I saw it, not with my physical eyes, with my understanding. I saw that I've got the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember you pointing your finger at me and saying, "You got a revelation."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "What's a revelation?" You know, I don't know what a revelation was, but I got one.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it, like, I have it.
Yeah.
You know, and that really changed my life forever. So the key is, whatever situation you're in right now, yes, there's provision for you, and you should be aiming for that revelation.
Yes.
So, yeah. So after that, I knew that, you know what? I know that Jesus is the only one that can heal me. The doctors couldn't even diagnose me.
Mm.
You know, so I had no faith in them. And I spent a lot of money in the medical industry, going from one doctor to another, spending time waiting for results. It was a scary time. I took off work, like, a lot. I lost a lot of money there. And I knew, like, it's me and Jesus.
Yeah.
I knew it. Like, the medical industry, they could not help me.
Mm.
I went to them.
Yeah.
These people that had spent literally years studying the stuff out, you know, they could not help me.
And they got that weird smell in their rooms to intimidate you.
Yes. And the long white coats.
It smells so hospitaly in here.
So I said, okay, well, you know, Jesus, it's you and me.
No.
And I started getting to healing. You know, I would read 1 Peter 2:24, and I would read it, which is a healing scripture for those of you that don't know. And I would read it, and I would read it, and I would pray for my healing. And man, it was hard.
Mm.
It was hard for me. It felt like nothing is happening. You know, it felt like I'm still waiting for Jesus to heal me. You know, and I'm praying for my healing, standing for it, and I just it was such a messed up time.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I would go out with my father, and because at that point in time, I had to resign from my full-time job because I was getting nauseous because of the lightheadedness. I couldn't take the lights. I was off TV. I was off cell phones.
And this is obviously to stay away so that you don't have to suffer the torment.
Yes.
Because you didn't know what's going on.
Yes.
You had an idea. You got an answer by this time. You need healing for your eyes, but you didn't have the healing yet.
No, I didn't.
You were trying to get something you already had.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I kept on at it, and you know, I would in the evenings, I would sit down alone in my room, and I would put on healing teachings every night, and I had so much study notes, and I would always read that same scripture over and over. And back then, even though I was trying to get healed, I did not know that I was actually feeding on the word.
You know,
I was hearing the word, hearing the word, hearing the word.
Casting that foundation.
Yes, yes.
By meditation.
Exactly.
And you didn't know you were doing it.
And I was about to get a revelation.
Yeah.
And I remember one morning, it was Saturday morning, and I would go with my father to one of the shopping malls in Port Elizabeth, and he would go inside. Obviously, I couldn't because there was fluorescent lights and LED lights, and that would just make me feel sick. And I would always take my Bible with, and I even remember where we parked that day and opened up my little pocket King James, and I went straight to 1 Peter 2:24, just feeding on it, and I read that scripture, and it exploded on the inside of me.
Mm.
I saw that I was already healed.
Now that is a manifestation of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
When you get a revelation, it's Jesus manifesting himself to you. That's cool.
And do you know, Trevor, after that, I knew that I was already healed because the Bible says that Jesus, by his stripes, we are healed and made whole.
Yeah, in fact, it says in 1 Peter 2, you were healed.
Yes.
Past tense.
So if Jesus went to the cross already, and he bore that, that means it's done.
So why are people still trying to get their miracle?
Exactly.
When it's a were, you know, if you were healed.
And that's exactly what I wanted to say. After getting that revelation, I stopped like looking at the Lord as to say, Lord, where is my healing?
Yes.
And I knew why hasn't the healing manifested yet? Yes, I got the revelation.
Yeah.
But it didn't manifest yet because I did not receive it, you know. After that, I changed my entire faith strategy, you know. I began thanking the Lord for healing me.
Yeah, your language changes.
It does.
Even your thoughts, they change because now it dawns on you, oh my gosh.
Yes.
This is an embarrassment. I've been trying to get something I've had all this time.
Now, I had this journal that I never used prior to that. And I took that journal and the Lord gave me a special word to speak. And that word, it came after I got that revelation. The Lord gave me a word to speak and he said that I must say, now that I'm healed, I can ...
Yes.
And I was supposed to fill in that blanks. So I would start saying, you know, now that I'm healed, I can walk in the malls again. Now that I'm healed, I can watch TV again.
And that's such a difference from going to, I need my healing.
Yes.
I need my healing. I need my healing to, now that I'm healed, it's day and night.
Man, and I took that journal, Trevor, and I started making plans on what I can do now that I'm healed.
Yeah.
I still got that journal today on so much different pages right at the header. It's still written there, now that I'm healed, I can. You know, because I took the word that the Lord gave me.
Yeah.
And I started making plans because I was already healed. I remember one morning, The healing didn't manifest yet.
Yeah.
But one morning I woke up and it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And I was obviously all alone in my room. And I started praising the Lord for my healing to such a degree that I actually started crying because I was so thankful for what he had already done for me. And my healing didn't manifest.
Mm.
And I'm back in the malls now. I'm back on computers now, back on phones now, watching TV. And it's all, you know, like you said earlier, a lot of people are trying to get what they already have.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you know that the Lord already done it for you, you know, your language is going to change.
Yeah.
You're going to start making plans based on the finished work. And we are out of time.
Are you serious?
And I was just on a roll.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, thank you guys for listening. I really hope this was a blessing to you.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely be back in future episodes.
Yeah.
And remember, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing. Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast and you like what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to start a gospel newspaper? All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow on our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you'll find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you're inside of South Africa, use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from the Google Play Store or iTunes. If you're outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support.
If you have enjoyed today's Daily Witness podcast, feel free to let us know by either using our Facebook profile, Trevor Van Pieren Ministries, or by email to newsdesk@thedailywitness.co.za. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.